What's going on, party people? It's your man AC Fire in the building, and gotta welcome back Big Chris. She is a survivor. She survived COVID out there.
Yeah, people.
Try to take her out.
Yes, it did.
So, you know, she bounced back. You know, she's not 100, but she's 100. Close enough.
I'm not 100, but I'm...
close enough.
I'm 91.7.
Not the radio station.
Not the radio station. In my being itself.
What's the side effects from that since you bounced back? How you feeling? You know what I mean? You're looking well.
Thank you. That's what everyone said.
Yeah, you're looking, definitely looking
they
well.
They was like, are you sure you had it? I was like, duh.
Put one some time out of work.
No, the hell. I ain't got no time. Like, not... well, I made the mistake of thinking I just had the flu. I just thought, you know, it was that season. You know, it was in February. You know, we had the warm, hot. You know, it's 60, then it's 20, then it's 2 below. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was just a change. And my boss came to the job, and he was like, I know you're not supposed to say this to a woman. He said, but you look horrible. And all I could do, I was like... I was like, okay, I really don't know how to go. I don't know how to take that one.
Oh, man.
And he was like, you know, you look really bad. And I was like, okay, you were just.
Now, prior to him saying it, how'd you feel?
I thought I had like a little bug. But I wasn't feeling bad. And that was a Friday. And I can say from that Friday night till Monday afternoon, when my mother came to pick me up, I was in bed. Like, I couldn't move, and I just couldn't shake it. And she came. I went over to urgent care. They gave me the COVID-19 test, and I had to wait the 20 minutes in the office, and I was diagnosed with having COVID-19.
Wow.
And it started immediately. The chills, the shakes, the body aches. And they tell you, only thing you can, they tell you is take over-the-counter cold medication.
Oh, okay, wow, okay.
And something with an antihistamine in it, and to take aspirin, ibuprofen for the body aches. And if you can't breathe, go to the hospital. And the first 4 or 5 days, that is the worst part, because...
What, the breathing?
The breathing. You are gasping. You have stopped breathing, but your chest is still wheezing. And then it's the coughing that is, you can cough for 30 minutes straight.
Damn.
And your body just feels like somebody, like you got hit by an 18-wheeler. And that was the first 7 days of COVID. That was the first 7 days. And all you want to do is sleep, because when you sleep, it doesn't hurt.
Okay.
If you up, it hurts. If you breathe, it hurts. You can't hold anything down. The one good note of COVID, shout out to COVID, I lost 16 pounds. I lost 16 pounds.
COVID diet.
That's not the kind of diet I want, but if they decided to come back without circumstances or conviction in September, October, I can lose another 10 to 15. I still take it.
Okay.
I only put on 4 since. You have no taste buds for anything. And I can tell you that since I've gotten back, I still cannot smell or taste. I know hot from cold. And that's basically where I'm at. And they tell you that it could take up to 6 months to a year for your senses to return. You have to go back in 14 days for a checkup from the doctor to get a clearance and to be retested. And once you go back for your 14 days to get retested, they then tell you and give you a 2-page sheet of the side effects of life after COVID.
Now, is it like a... Is it prolonged? Is it like a...
You will have it for your life.
Really?
You will have these. In some form or fashion, you will have... I will forever have the smoker's cough now. Forgetfulness. Literally, like my first week after COVID, I forgot how to put my shower curtain on the hooks. Like, when I say I was perplexed, like, you would have thought I was in Nassau trying to solve a day. It was like, when I tell you, like, I had to stop shit. I had the curtain in my hand. My son was looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with her? You do forget the basics.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that's not that that's that's not too bad. I mean, there's some things I would like to forget, but I mean, I didn't.
But that's just the thing. You don't have a choice in what, you know what I mean? It's just like, I bought a new shower curtain. I was feeling 20% better, you know, because taking, you know, 2 to 3 showers, hot showers a day stops the body aches.
So
you want to get in the shower because it's like for those 15, 20 minutes, you trick your body into stopping hurting, you get out real quick, gotcha. You get your medicine, and, you know, you take a Tylenol PM, and you can get in the bed before the pain starts again. Wow. You know what I mean? Because you have no appetite. Like, food wasn't, you know, I lived off of orange juice.
Damn.
And I forced myself to eat one meal a day because you have no taste, you have no nothing. Mm. You just want to sleep, and you do sleep a lot. And that is why the doctor believed that I recovered within those 8 days, because I allowed my body
to get the rest
that it needed to start to heal itself. And, you know, and I had family that was texting me, like, get vitamin C, get the energy, whatever that stuff is.
Yeah.
Emergency.
Yeah, gotcha.
And immunity boosters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. And force yourself, rather it's bone broth or some broth because I knew that once I came downstairs, I wasn't coming back downstairs until tomorrow at the same time.
Okay.
So I made sure.
It was an effort just to get from there.
It was an effort to get from up till down.
Wow.
So, and, you know, luckily I have a little refrigerator in my room, so I kept water. Mm. And, you know, like I said, shout out to orange juice and Canada Dry ginger ale, because you're so thirsty. Like, your thirst can never be quenched.
Yeah.
And I guess that's taking a place for the food that you can't eat. So it would be nothing for me to go through like a half a gallon of orange juice a day, because that's the only thing that I could stomach that didn't bother me, because at that point your taste buds are gone.
Damn.
And if you know, they're doing all this inoculation now, which I just got my first dose, and I go back in a week and a half to get my second dose. But people, if you have symptoms or you think your loss of sense, your sense of smell is the first. So if you can't taste or smell anything, that's a sign. If you think it's the flu, but you can't shake it because you've had the flu 40 times before in your life, it's not the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Because I made the mistake of thinking it was the flu as well.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, and because of the prolonged effects of life post-COVID, which is going to be lifelong, they told us it's going to be lung problems. It's going to be possible liver and kidney problems. And God knows what else we're going to have after these shots have been distributed. However, working in the public sector, I felt that it was to my advantage to get the inoculation, the vaccine. I just felt like I needed to. I disclosed all of that before I went to get the first dose of the vaccine. But because I'm going to have these post conditions and I do not have medical coverage, I had to secure it on my own via the Obama website. And I just want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all races and ages, that they consider $543 a month as affordable medical coverage.
Wow. How much? That's for a single person? Or for a family?
That's for a single person. That is for, and I got one of the lowest plans they had at $543.85 a month. And that only includes major medical doctor's visits, which you still got a $50, $75 copay to go to your doctors and specialists. A 70% coverage if you get hospitalized, and that includes dental. That's it. Okay.
Well, I mean, I guess if you got to go to urgent care or emergency rooms, or you come down with a certain ailment, you know, you got that right there to cover.
Or have to go see, you know, specialists, because after this, like they're telling me for a year or two, they're going to want me to get an EKG to get my lungs and, you know, my upper body and lower body checked out to see what damage was done to my lungs, because your lungs takes a killing with COVID. So hoping and praying, you know, that, you know, there will be no long-term damage. But I can say post-COVID, I have the cough. Like it comes out of nowhere. And it's hard and it hurts. It still hurts.
Well, I think for all post-COVID survivors, I think that they, some type of law should be passed that your medical should be discounted or free, because you didn't have these problems prior to. So if somebody can get a bill passed and signed for the new regime out there, and you know, put AC5, Reality Rap Show will endorse that. If you had issues and now you got issues of forgetting stuff and, you know, all this other stuff after the fact, you know what I mean, memory loss and, you know, you're acting out, got Tourette. Things of that nature. Listen, get a bill passed, get it signed.
They need to.
You know what I mean? Because I wasn't having these issues and problems.
No.
You know, before the COVID hit me. So, you know, get working on that, people out there. You know, hit us up. But you know, the number's still the same at 215.
Well, it's been a while, so
3297.
Might have forgotten it, because I know it's shit.
It's all good. Or www.realityrapshow.com. You know, we still there. We still on there.
Yeah, we back live, you know, with people. So. It was some difficult couple of months.
It was hard.
We in recovery now, as they say.
Yeah.
Recovering.
Yeah, we back on the track.
We back under construction.
Yeah, you're 2 feet on the ground, planet.
There you go.
You know, that's how it goes down. We about to hop on the damn double Dutch bus.
And I do want to give a rest in peace shout out to Cicely Tyson. And we also lost last week Marvelous Hagler.
Oh yeah, my bald head brother.
Last Saturday, yeah.
Yes, definitely.
He passed away last week.
On that. Yeah.
We were just not too long ago. We was talking about, you know, some of the best, greatest fighters, and he was on our list.
Yeah.
And
You
know, 66 years old, died suddenly.
Mm.
Cicely Tyson, a wonderful, great actress, 94 years young.
Beautiful.
You know, you. Life is not promised. And the one thing I know about this COVID, I live every day now like it's my last, because those were 11 of the scariest days of my life, especially the first 8. I didn't have to be hospitalized. I probably should have, but I fought the fight.
Yeah.
I fought the fight. No, I'm not. No. Mm-hmm. I was determined not to.
Damn. Well, surviving the survivor, Big
I'm
Chris.
Survivor. Great turn to Big 5-2. Woo woo.
it'll be here before we know it.
Woo woo.
Party over there. Party
over
here.
That's right.
You already know where it's at. Reality Rap Show.
Have a good week, fam. Stay safe. Stay safe. Keep the mask on. It's not over. Yes. Don't be fooled. Don't get too comfortable.
Nah. Not at all.
Mask on.
Mask on. Definitely keep it on.
Stay safe.
Don't be breathing on me like that.
No, please.